But I think there's one candidate in the town where those boxes were. People probably said, oh, he doesn't have much competition. Maybe it's a wee bit of that. Maybe it's a bit of, he'll be grand. Sure, he'll be grand. He's a great fella. He's a good councillor. He'll walk in. I hate that. And it's a terrible tag to have to your name. And, I certainly didn't take it for granted, far from it, that I would walk in. But I have to fight for the votes now. And I'm still in the race. Look, I've put it that way. It's there or thereabouts. I'm not writing myself off at all. I'm going to be very positive about it because I have an awful lot of work to continue to do. I have a lot of stuff underway. We have a lot of projects planned. There's people that I'm working with and working for that I have to get back and continue to do that work with them. I'm hoping I'm going to be doing that as a councillor. If it's not as a councillor, we'll see how I'm going to manage it. I don't know.
But reflecting on your campaign, if you had to do it again, would you do anything differently?
I would try and dedicate more time, but it's very hard. You know, like people say, you're from a party, there's a party machine or whatever. We have a very small team, you know. Depends on who's close to you. And I've had a very good, but a very small team working, you know, going around the roads, going around the doors. And, it is hard. You can't split yourself in three and go around. People like to see the candidate. I will talk to people at the door. A lot of people say I talk too long at the door because I like talking to people. But you might end up doing 25 houses instead of doing 75 houses on a night. That's not good, you know. I'm sure some of the more experienced canvassers here would say, come on, Barry, get the old shepherd's crook and put it around my neck and get me from door to door. But I talk to people and I think they appreciate that too. But, covering ground is really important.